just jumpstart for a moment, David, civilizations. I mean, here we are. Some say we're 100,000 years old in terms of humankind, but really only a few hundred years old, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of technology. We're babies. Yeah. Pop a million years ahead.
Right.
What do you think we'd be like? What do you think we'd be like, assuming we survive?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first answer, you know, the obvious answer is, like, we don't have a freaking clue what we'd be like. I mean, you know,
we don't.
That's why we can't, we shouldn't make these overconfident statements about, well, that's impossible, the aliens couldn't, you know, break that law of physics, or, you know, couldn't behave like that, because we are such babies, and if we just try to imagine ourselves in a million years, it's virtually impossible. So to say that we can, with any confidence, place limits on the technology of some other species that's a million years more advanced from us is foolish and arrogant, you know, and narrow-minded.
In the 1900s, if you would say that we were going to be on the moon in 69 years, they would have laughed at you.
Right.
And, you know, so even 100 years from now, who knows what could happen?
Yeah. So, you know, the sort of closing chapters, the last few chapters of my book Lonely Planets are devoted to this question of what could a species become if it survives for millions of years. And I think some species will survive that long. And I think what happens is that they must become virtually immortal, because I think if you make it through the stage we're in and you learn a little bit more about nature and you learn a little bit more about your own nature,
yes,
and sort of how to get along on your planet and how to be smart about how you use technology so that it becomes a force for longevity and not a threatening force. So, you know, I think it's not that every species that discovers technology is going to go down that route of survival, but I think that if you do, then you can become immortal. And some percentage of species that will happen to, and then the immortals will accumulate because they are created, they're not destroyed because they're immortal, right? So as the universe goes on, there will be more of them. So, you know, you've probably heard of the Drake equation, and that is what scientists use to, you know, attempt their calculation of how many civilizations are out there. But the Drake equation is profoundly conservative because it doesn't take into account this possibility of immortal species that I feel must be out there, and therefore it doesn't, you don't reach the conclusion that I think you really should reach if you do the math right, that the number of intelligent species is increasing in the universe all the time. And you know, we can't say what they'll be like in a million years, but I think they'll have learned to be smart about how they use technology. I think in a certain sense, depending on how you define spirituality, they will be spiritually advanced as well as technologically advanced creatures. I think survival is going to require both, and I guess I better say what the hell I mean by spiritually advanced. I mean just and you know, I'm a scientist, I'm not a religious scholar, but I find I have to talk about spirituality to give a full consideration of this topic. So my last chapter is astrotheology, and basically I define that as a spiritually advanced species as one with enough knowledge of self